Well, Steve, what a frantic day that was.
Yeah, it was. Tremendous credit to my players, you know. This group of players, you know, we're robbed of key players today, but they've the playbooks come in have responded with good performances, and it was always going to be tough. I don't change what I said before the game. I thought very highly of Oldham Athletic as a team. And that's further endorsed. I think they're a good side. They'll beat a lot of teams. So we're pleased to get 3 points.
Did your side make it harder work than it should have been for them today, up against 10 men for over 50 minutes of the game?
Well, they've had what I'd say is virtually their only shot at goal in the first half with 10 men and they equalised, but we regrouped, and I think they scored with our first attack in the second half, and we should defend that a lot better. And I said to the players, we kind of keep giving ourselves mountains to climb and coming back. But I also have to say, although we got a late winner, if it had been a boxing match in 80 minutes, the tails would have come in from the opposition and we'd all gone home, wouldn't we? Because it really was we pulverised them for 25 minutes. And if a football team and a group of lads deserve to get that goal, then my lads deserved it today.
What was your view of the red card incident as well in the first half?
Well, it's just lying on the floor and it kicks it to Lee Frickland, didn't he? And I think all officials gave it up. You know, I think my understanding is that the linesman on the main stand side and now the assistant referees here today and the fourth official and the referee all seen the same thing. So he's not like that as a player. So I feel sorry for the kid, but unfortunately I've had players do that myself. If you do it, you have to go.
Daniel Nariello, he obviously got his first start today and then rewarded you with a couple of goals. He was fantastic out there today, not just the goals, but his work ethic as well.
Yeah, I had a lot of shout at him after 10 minutes to get working harder. And, you know, when Daniel works as hard as he does, he'll always get chances and he'll always get goals. And, you know, arguably he misses his best chance of the game to put us 2-0. And I think if we'd have gone 2-0 then, it would have been a comfortable day for us. But you know, he's not played a lot of games, as you know. He's been injured for a while, and it was temptation to almost bring him off near the end and put fresh legs on. And despite what my staff were thinking, and I said no, I'm going to leave him on there because if a chance falls, he'll win the game for us. And last week I got it wrong. Well, this week I got it right.
Do you feel that your side are as fit as they can be at the moment? Because they seem to keep going until 95, 96 minutes. They still seem to be right in games when they do need to be at the very end.
Listen, we might not be the best team in the league, but we will be the fittest team in the league. And it doesn't mean you're the fittest on your own, because there's a lot of good managers and coaches and fitness staff at other clubs that have their team incredibly fit. But we are a complete notch up from last season in terms of fitness. And if teams are going to beat us, and they will beat us, and they'll beat us well on some days, but we're going to go to the end and we're going to fight, we're going to scrap, and we're going to try and get anything we can. And that desire and commitment and passion from our lads, they got that 3 points today.
And I know there were a few crosswords out on the field at the full-time whistle between coaching staff and the likes. Was that just heated tempers?
No, there wasn't a bad word in the game today. There wasn't a bad word. The benches are too far apart. But if people want to goad people when they go 2-1 in front, they should realise that they're playing Rotherham United and Steve Evans' team. Don't do that until the final whistle goes. Then go do what you like. But don't goad people when you go 2-1 in front, and hopefully they'll learn from that.
Is that something that happened and it was just a bit of goading when they took the lead there? They just gloated a little bit?
Well, I've just said to you what happened. Somebody goaded it, and he's, you know, he's got his answer when I have the others winner, isn't he? We didn't get involved in it at the time. And I just said at time up, if you're going to goad people when the final whistle goes. Or goad them, certainly, when you've played them for the second time of the season. Because these things come back to haunt you. I've done it in the past. I've done it, and it's come back to haunt me. I'm trying to learn from it. There are young people on that bench. They should learn from it.
A couple of other bits of news then. Injury-wise, I know O'Connor and Bradley both missed out today in the starting lineup, and O'Connor on the actual squad itself. Just run us through what's the latest.
No, but Bradley was fit today. Yeah, Milson. What do you call him?
O'Connor.
O'Connor was obviously out. Bradley was fit, hence he was on the bench. But young man done great for his last week in that position, so he deserved to keep his place. Obviously, Morgan, we're hopeful that he might be back for next week. David Warrell, we're hopeful about. O'Connor, we're waiting on the result of the scan, if you like. And obviously, we've got to wait now to see what the situation with Claude Davis is. Mm.
And in terms of recruitment as well, I know you said last week you'd spoken to a Championship manager. Any more update on that front for us?
Yeah, something will happen soon.
Before the next game, you're up?
Yes, absolutely.
Can't tell us if it is?
No, we had no idea of this on Friday at late afternoon even. And or Friday lunchtime, if I'm being accurate. And then we got a call, and we've made some calls and I've spoken to the chairman and we're going to do something, all being well. Both clubs have agreed. And subject to that player, I want to be a Miller for up until the near enough the end of December, then he'll be a Miller in the week.